Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, the podcast for people who want to improve their quality of life through caring about their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being. I'm your host, Katie Carey, and I will be sharing wisdom and ideas from myself and some expert authors, coaches and energy healers that could be just what you need to hear to transform your life today. In this week's episode, I spoke to Yasmin Boland. I've been following Yasmin for a couple of years now at least, and it was the lockdown in the UK in March that made me, well, it gave me the time to stumble upon her more regular Facebook lives. I got really interested in moonology. I bought the book and I started to really focus on when the new moon and the full moon dates were. And I noticed that each month that I made my wishes on a new moon, I was, you know, circling two or three of them off that I'd manifested. But in November, something happened at the new moon. It was actually the December new moon, or the end of November new moon, that the previous month's new moon, when I went back to look at the list, all 10 items that I'd written on my wish list, I had manifested, which was quite a shock to me. So even more so, I'm very focused now on my new moon and full moon ceremonies, to the point that I chose to study the moonology course when it came about. And I loved that course because it just brings everything together that I've been studying for the last, I don't know, 8-9 years. Because as part of the moonology course, we're, you know, creating an altar. There are crystals involved, there are essential oils involved, there are oracle cards involved, and manifesting, which the law of attraction I've been very fascinated with since I found it through Abraham Hicks, probably 2012-2013. And I've been really called by the moon often, you know, my connection to the, at times when I was younger, if I was drunk and I got a glimpse of the moon, I would be I would be very silly and very excited that, wow, there's the moon. And I can remember once being really, really excitable in my mum's living room when I looked through the window and I could see two moons. Now, I'd had a fair bit to drink. I don't drink anymore. But I'd had a fair bit of alcohol to drink, and eventually it was pointed out to me that there weren't two moons, that it was actually the double glazing in my mum's window, and it made it look like there were two moons. just a little silly memory I thought I'd bring up to make you all laugh. Anyway, I've really, really enjoyed doing this episode with Yasmin, and I've discovered a bit about how Yasmin ended up doing the work that she's doing and what she did before. I'm sure you'll all find it very interesting. I haven't actually released the episode yet. I'm about to upload it so that you can all hear it tomorrow morning. But I feel really honoured that she took the time to be interviewed by me, because it was a new moon the day that she did this interview, and is probably her busiest day. So thank you again, Yasmin, for taking the time to come and speak to me and for sharing such wisdom that I hope more people will take on board. That's all I've got to say for now, because I'm off to write my chapter of the book that I manifested the opportunity to be involved in. Something I'm not sure if I mentioned, that I'd actually written on my vision board, I'd actually printed and put on my vision board a photo that said best-selling author. So I wasn't expecting to be writing my book yet. It's something I've put off for quite a while, because I know once I'm doing that, everything else is going to take a backseat. But obviously, the universe had a different plan for me, and the opportunity landed on me. It had already knocked on my door before Christmas, but I just didn't have the capacity before Christmas to have written anything or even fully understood what the opportunity was that I was being offered. But when it came to me again, because the deadline had changed, and been moved forwards, I realised that that was a sign for me and it was something I needed to jump in straight away. So I'm very excited to be writing that chapter, and I'll catch up with you all on my solo episode next week. Bye for now. So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now. Thank you for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. I hope that you've heard something today that makes your life a little lighter. Our aim is to share love, light and wisdom, and to raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed this show, please subscribe, rate and review, and let others know about this podcast if you think they would benefit from listening to it. For a free EFT guide, or to join my Alignment Seekers free Facebook group, or to work with me one-to-one, you can find more information at Soulful Valley on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter, and you can email me at soulfulvalleypodcast@gmail.com. Bye for now.